Yo, what to do, what to do. I have a special delivery, a special offer to you. Thursday, May 14th. We're starting a new era. Okay? We're starting a new era, and I want to show you what I mean by that. Here, let me try to put it out like fast and smooth. Here we have a song. Okay, it is a song. It's a single by the name of Sunflowers. Okay, shout out to Tina from a part of the world that I cannot properly pronounce, and I'm going to have to get the like proper like spelling and pronounce mint before I even try to say it. I'm just gonna butcher it, but I am excited to have a new collaborator, a new partner in this music that I'm just really excited to work with in the future. And let me just stop talking and yapping. I want to show y'all a little bit of it. If you can believe it or not, this song was meant for Sabrina Carpenter, okay? So when I first listened to this beat, I first listened to this beat around like January. I can't remember when. And it was like on a late night, okay? Like on a 12 a.m., 1 a.m. type. And the beat just gave positivity. It just gave purity, right? This is a pop beat. This is like a Sabrina Carpenter type beat. And my main focus for this song was, what can I do differently than other songs, right? How can I, create a song that's just different from the others and is of just pure love? And I was just, everything that I wrote in this song was how I was feeling in that moment because of the beat. And so I felt love, I felt purity, I felt positivity, and that's what I wanted to expel from this record. And Tina did such a great job at doing so. I really appreciate her talent, her attention to detail, her passion for music and being the best that she can be. And I'm proud of this record. Like writing that, I wanted to create a song that expelled security in a relationship, right? Where, for instance, like Ariana Grande, right? Some of her songs, being pop still, is sometimes vulgar and sexual themes, sometimes explicit in language. Perhaps the theme of the song is about, dumping a boyfriend, getting back with an ex. I wanted to create a pop song that was secure, enriching in love, enriching in security of that love, right? And also a song that it's meant for everyone. You get what I'm saying? It's meant for everyone to listen to. It's meant for everyone to be able to listen, enjoy, appreciate. I didn't want to go too much in anything that perhaps would alienate a demographic or alienate the listener. So I wanted to produce a song that everyone could listen to and enjoy.
No fear of falling.
So there's like three parts of the song where, or I would say like three lanes, right? Throughout the song, there's an I, there's a you or your, and then there's an R, right? In this song, I'm speaking from my perspective. I have nothing to worry about when I'm with you. I have nothing to worry about when you're holding me close. Right. And I'm also in my security, right? I'm embracing you, right? Sunflowers around you, soak your face in the sky, right? And our hearts in this hot air balloon, right? And so that was I don't want to just say like a mission or a goal. But that was something that when I was writing, I found myself in that lane and I embraced it, right? I didn't want to just be a cookie cutter love song. I wasn't, you know, the goal isn't to just be, I wasn't trying to be safe, you know, because this is my first attempt at this type of song. So I wanted to be as creative, be as imaginative, take risks. You know, I do think, and I do think, honestly, there is some safety towards it, right? Again, I didn't go any deep into specifics of anyone. I just wanted this to be a song that people could gravitate towards, people could listen to without, you know, any worry of like and language or words. You know, this is a song for everyone to listen to and enjoy. So, you know, speaking from one perspective, speaking from the other perspective or to the other person, right? And also speaking from this perspective of them as a group, you know, that was something that I thought should have been a staple in the song. You know, I didn't want to just be from, I wanted to be I, you, and us, our hearts, our relationship.
Your heart is reflecting mine. For times you must say goodbye, my love. You make every clock cry. No fear of breaking my heart. No fear of hitting the ground.
That's actually my favorite part of the song. And, you know, again, this is in the creative process, you know, you can always start with an idea. You can always start with an idea, but also keep in mind how, you know, what you have in phase one will not be the same towards the end of it, right? How you start isn't always how you finish. And so, with Tina's vocal ability, with Tina's artistry, she was able to expel some soul into the song. And so this is more like a pop soul, and it's all due to her vocal ability and just overall what she brings to the table. You know, if I had what I wanted, you know, if I had, you know, Sabrina Carpenter's, you know, information to send to her, hey, this is, you know, I definitely feel that it would be more poppy. In fact, the inspiration to create this type of song stems from my enjoyment and my admiration for her song Nonsense. And so, that's where I got that itch from, was I want to create a pop song that, again, was pop in nature, but also being towards everyone. I wanted to make a pop song that was of loving and positive for everyone to listen to, right? Also creative, also embracive of love, embracive of security. And I think I did that. And thank you, Sabrina Carpenter, for the inspiration. Thank you, Tina, for the vocals and the artistry. Thank you, Cassie. Thank you, Cassie, for gracing your beauty for this cover art. And happy International Women's Day. Thank you to all the women in my life. Thank you to all the women that I call, family. Thank you to all my, family members, all the women in my family. Thank you to all my women co-workers. Thank you to all the moms, to all the stepmoms. Thank you to all the women in the world. And also, shout out to the trans women. Again, I don't want to be, excluding of anyone. Thank you to all women of all walks of life. And I appreciate your sacrifice. I appreciate your what you do, whether it's in art, film, any industry, teaching, any emergency service, all. Thank you. And yeah, I'm not gonna play the entire song, okay? You're all gonna have to, enjoy it on your own. But I do want to I just wanted to give y'all like an insight scoop of, what this song meant to me, what the song was. And yeah, so with that being said, thank you for watching, thank you for listening, and I hope to see you soon. Bye.